ASSINIBOIA. The Assiniboia Curling Club was the host club for the championship game of the Monday Night Traveling League on March 20, 2023, where the hometown favorite Travis Eldstrom Rink defeated the Lafleche Curling Club Shaler Lehman Foursome. The 2022-2023 season saw a record low number of teams fielded in this league, where curlers are privileged to curl out of neighboring rinks during the season. The Assiniboia Club fielded three teams, the Ron Lucas Foursome, the Tom Mountain Crew, and the Travis Eldstrom Rink. Two teams came out of the Mossbank Curling Club, the Brian Howe Family Foursome and the Kim Flynn Rink, with curlers from Briarcrest, Gravelberg, and Mossbank joining forces. Rounding out the league was the Shaler Lehman Rink out of the Lafleche Curling Club, with curlers from Lafleche, Kincaid, and Hazenmoor. The Flynn Rink finished top in the round-robin standings and had home ice advantage for the playoff round, but were defeated in the first round by the Assiniboia Eldstrom Rink. On the same night, the second-placed Lucas Rink ran up against a hot visiting Lehman Rink, and even home ice advantage was not enough to secure the win. Skip Travis Eldstrom spoke more about their season. "We had a real up-and-down season. We started out slow, losing four out of our first five games. We were curling okay, but just never coming out on the winning end. After Christmas, we ended up winning our last five games." There are a lot of good curlers in the league, and with games in different rinks, it can make it tough to predict who will win. You've got to learn to read the ice in all the rinks, and that is part of the challenge and what keeps every week interesting. Skip Shaler Lehman shared what he values most about being part of this league. "In addition to offering a little more serious curling atmosphere, it gives curlers a great chance to play in different towns and learn what other town may be doing. From talk about ice making to what other clubs may be doing with their rocks, it gives everyone a chance to talk about ways to improve things at their home rink. With dwindling club curlers in recent years, it also gives the rinks an extra night of curling, which helps pay the bills." While it is called a traveling league, it should be noted the travel is really quite limited. Unlike Super League teams in the city, that small town teams may play in, half your team's games are in your home rink, with the other half are normally 30 to 45 minutes away. Whether you are looking to play a little more serious curling game, learn something from neighboring rinks, simply curl one more night a week, or just get out and enjoy a good time with people you don't see that often from different towns, the Monday Night League might just be for you. The Monday Night Traveling League has a rich and evolving history in the South Country. Skip Ron Lucas, who won the league in 2011, 2019 and 2020 according to the club website, shared his perspective on the evolution of the league. "Moving to Assiniboia in 1999, the league was already in full force with upwards of 18 teams from Assiniboia, Coronach, Crane Valley, Lafleche, Mossbank, and Gravelberg. At that time, competitive curling was a thing, and these teams basically used this league to prepare for the Brier playdowns. Over the years, the league numbers gradually declined, to the point where we are today, six teams. The league, as well as everything else, was impacted by COVID, and now is the time to try to get more interest back in this league. Other than a handful of curlers that fall under the senior classification, there are quite a few that are rather experienced, and they keep coming out because it's a great social outing, and they love the game. This league is still competitive, but definitely not to the extent it was in the past," said Lucas. "All the teams are still out there to compete, and try to put a game together to get the W. Regardless of who wins, all the curlers head off to the watering hole, and get together for some good laughs to replay the big shots and misses. We are structured so that all teams pay their curling fees at their respective clubs plus a league pool fee, and then represent their club throughout the year with a fair mix of home and away games. Once playoffs start, the venues are decided based on the ranking of the teams from round-robin play. We then figure out how many games there will be to complete the league and playoffs, and then determine what the payout will be per win," said Lucas. "We took the emphasis off the playoffs, so winning the championship final, or a game in November, the payout will be the same. We are always looking for sponsors to help build the league. Overall, it is somewhat competitive, but the social aspect of it outweighs the competitiveness, and it would be nice to expand it to more communities and clubs, and keep it going for many more years." Longtime traveling league curler Brent Blackwell took us way back in the history books. In the early 90s, quite a few local teams were traveling around to different spiels such as Weyburn, Radval and Moose Jaw. We noticed those clubs had some sort of a traveling or super league with neighboring towns. We always had a competitive league Monday and Thursday in Assiniboia. It was then discussed with the neighboring towns if there was interest in creating that kind of league around here. It went over really well and the league was born with Bob Ellert's team taking the championship in 1995. Originally, the league was regarded as a cash super league, but over the years has become more of a fun competitive league. Having said that, really any club team would be welcome to join the league and they would fit right in. Fun facts about the league. The oldest curler is Ron Yaganiksi from Mossbank, who plays second on the Flynn team. He is 83 years young. The youngest curler is Kyle Girardier Lead, on the Tom Mountain Rink, who is 21. A testament that curling is a game for all ages. Two female curlers held their own with the men this season. Charla Actor of Hazenmore Curls with the Layman team and Joanne Peterson of Mossbank Curls with the Flynn team. Both ladies have been with the league for a number of years and really hope to see an all-women team competing in the coming seasons. The loudest team is the Tom Mountain Rink with third Larry Thorburn's Deep Roar. The team with the most consecutive championship wins is the Bob Ellert Rink, who won 1995 to 1998.